This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. We've got some big news to go over on the pod today as SMU's picked up commitment number 3 in the 2022 recruiting class, a 4-star wide receiver out of Richland High. C.J. Nelson, a one-time TCU commitment, makes it official on Monday after taking an official visit to SMU over the weekend. And this is one where we've had it circled for a while. SMU's been pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to get over the hump and get an official visit from C.J. Nelson. C.J. Nelson and TCU, where he was committed for a while, kind of parted ways, and SMU is there to snag him, just kind of as they really wanted to the entire time. And SMU is getting a super productive receiver that they really, really like. His testing numbers don't jump out at you by any means, but I've talked with enough SMU folks that really just like his competitiveness. They like his big playability, 50 receptions for 1,098 yards and 14 touchdowns in 2020. He also did it in the return game and got some limited snaps at DB. So saw a lot of action as a junior for Richland High, where Rashee Rice starred as a receiver there. So SMU keeping that little mini pipeline going with another receiver. And this gives SMU yet another weapon in the 2022 class. Savion Redd, the Grand Prairie athlete, is kind of a do-it-all guy in the class. And then they did pick up an offensive line commit last week as well, Quentin Harris, out of Arlington Seguin, which is big for numerous reasons, and we'll kind of touch on that here in a minute. But I want to stay on C.J. Nelson. A big credit goes to David Grew and Rashad Samples doing a great job recruiting him to SMU. And I think the big thing for me when I see him committed now is SMU's had a lot of fast guys come to campus and not either not pan out or haven't lived up to true expectations. And so they wanted to add somebody, and this is kind of going off of what they did in the 2021 class, like Dylan Goffney, where maybe the testing numbers for C.J. Nelson aren't that great. And Dylan Goffney didn't have that much on that either. But they like the competitiveness. They like the personality they're getting in C.J. Nelson and what he'll be able to bring to that room. So that's a great pickup for SMU. I mean, look, you can say what you want about how things went down with TCU, but SMU's been pushing for a while. They did their research. They're certainly happy about getting him on board. And TCU picked up Matthew Golden, one of SMU's other offers at wide receiver. They also picked up Jay Fair, I believe, the Rockwall Heath wide receiver as well, who, you know, isn't a burner by any means either. So it's kind of an interesting kind of trade-off there. Jay Fair hadn't committed to TCU, but there's some buzz that the Horned Frogs sit in a really good spot for him. So kind of watch for that as well. Florida and Auburn getting official visits from Jay Fair as well. So when I look at the class now, you've got Quentin Harris also on board as somebody who really they worked out. A.J. Ricker worked him out. He measured in at 6'8", almost 285 pounds, and moves really well. If you watch some of his workout stuff on Twitter, you can see why SMU got him on board. And this is kind of an under-the-radar prospect. He started off as an 84 on 24/7 Sports, 131st. Overall offensive tackle nationally. His only other offer was Kansas, and for some reason that stayed that way. And now he's kind of poised to see how things go as a senior, see how his senior film pans out. Maybe he could rise up the ranks. But as far as length, as far as offering that's really what SMU liked in him, and they add some size in Quentin Harris. And Gabe Brooks did a terrific evaluation. Our national recruiting analyst did a terrific evaluation on him for Pony Stampede subscribers. If you want to check it out, he's got the length. He's got the ability in pass blocking to really hold up well. It's his run blocking that, you know, you do want to see him put that together. He's also got that basketball background as well. So SMU going with a lot of length at the tackle position and getting Quentin Harris earlier this month as well. Now, let's go ahead and let's assess what's next, okay? SMU hosted numerous official visitors this past week, got guys on campus. You know, things are trending well for some. We're not done with commitments that we're going to have to cover for SMU. I think it's going to be a busy late June, early July for SMU as some of their top targets decide. And looking at it now and kind of running it back for you guys all the way to the beginning of the week, Jeremiah Cooper, the El Paso Andres safety, took his official visit. It seems like it's an SMU-Iowa State battle, but Baylor will host him this weekend. We're continuing to monitor that one. But the thing about it is SMU also had Chase Biddle, a borderline top 100 overall prospect, and a Garland safety on campus for an official visit over the weekend, just on the tail end of C.J. Nelson's official visit. So there were three four-star official visitors on campus for SMU this weekend. Chase Biddle is one that's really kind of starting to become an SMU-TCU battle. But keep an eye on it, because SMU made up a lot of ground for Garland wideout Jordan Hudson, a top 247 prospect, a four-star wideout on the both the 24/7 Sports composite and on 24/7 Sports, well inside the top 200 overall prospects nationally. He recently decommitted from Oklahoma. The buzz is all about SMU there, so keep it locked on Pony Stampede. We'll be dropping additional notes as those come across our way on Jordan Hudson and Chase Biddle, the two four-star prospects SMU is pushing for right now. And SMU also hosted three offensive linemen that will run down: Arlington offensive lineman Jacob Waller, Bridgepoint's Calvin Harvey, and Lake Hamilton's Chase Jessup. And I'll just go ahead and say Chase Jessup, the Lake Hamilton, Arkansas prospect. They needed to get him on campus for measurables. Didn't work out, I think, from what I had heard. And so I think you see them move on from him. But Calvin Harvey and Jacob Waller are two top targets for SMU, and SMU's pushing for both. Spots are getting tight on the offensive line for SMU, so it'll be interesting to see if Waller or Harvey jumps on board, because the next week, they have this coming weekend, they have Corey Hendricks coming in, College Station prospect who's done some camps. He's supposed to check out SMU and see what it's all about, and that'll be kind of the one to watch for sure, because you know it's three spots from what we're hearing, and one's already taken by Quentin Harris, and so who will jump on board? Numbers tend to work themselves out, as we saw Matt Craycraft getting some crystal ball love to Duke, and he was another top target on the offensive line for SMU. So now that leaves that kind of crew battling it out in a way for those remaining spots. Then you get into the defensive line, which also was a big run of visitors for SMU as of late. Fitzgerald West, a 6'2", 320-pound defensive tackle, a true nose, came in for an official visit to SMU. LSU and Alabama both offered recently at the center position. So that is going to be one of the more interesting things to watch as we monitor his recruitment. Does he want to play offensive line? There wasn't much buzz about that as of late, but I think he comes around to it, probably stays in state at LSU. But on the flip side of it, SMU did a great job. His family bought a bunch of gear. So we'll continue to monitor Fitzgerald West out of Lafayette Christian Academy in Louisiana and see how things go down the stretch in his recruitment. He's set to decide on July 10th. Now, Aaron Austin and Michael Abukin-Okoyede are both officially visiting this week. Aaron Austin out of North Crowley, one of the top prospects for Chidera Uzodiribie on the board. He's also coached up by SMU defensive lineman, former SMU defensive lineman Demarc Gary. So some ties there. He's supposed to head to Colorado, I believe, next week, or excuse me, the coming weekend. So SMU bringing him in on Tuesday as you're listening to this for an official visit. So check that out on PonyStampede.com. We've dropped some additional notes on what's next in the 2022 recruiting class. Abukin, he's set to come in this weekend, beginning Thursday, as is Dallas Skyline defensive back Anthony Davis and Duncanville safety Pierre Gorey. So it's a busy weekend to close out the month for SMU on the official visit front. And I feel like SMU has a ton of momentum here. And I think there's going to be some surprises here down the stretch as SMU, trudges on in the summer and really starts to figure out who's going where, who's going to give them a shot, who's going to commit and make the call. And don't be surprised if we see a big surprise here to kick off the month of July. I think that's when SMU wants that momentum to really, really build. And we'll kind of see where it goes from there, because they have really been, making waves with some of these 2022 targets. And it really starts, with CJ Nelson, but the buzz is certainly there with guys like Jordan Hudson and Abukin and some of these other offensive linemen as well. So SMU could be one of the hotter teams in the country recruiting-wise, and you're going to want to be on Pony Stampede to check that out. Wanted to get you guys this quick recruiting podcast out there and get it going for you so that you guys had that to listen to. And later this week, we're finally going to drop the defensive depth chart podcast. I know it's been a minute since I said that, but I barely been able to keep up with SMU and how they're recruiting and the speed of which things are moving. So we've been focused on that. So we're going to get you that defensive depth chart podcast, though, at the end of this week to lead you into the weekend. So that'll be a good long pod to get you going. And keep it locked on PonyStampede.com for all the latest VIP recruiting intel as SMU continues to build momentum in the 2022 recruiting class. If the composite rated Quentin Harris right now, so if anybody's listening to this from other services, SMU would be well inside the top 70 overall classes in the country with just three commits. I believe they would be, I think right near the top. They could be near the top, I guess, of the AAC in average recruit ranking. They already are. They're number three or four, I believe. So we'll continue to watch for that. I mean, if Jordan Hudson were to jump on board, that would push SMU well at the top of the average recruit ranking for the American Athletic Conference. So a good start to the class with only three commitments, but I think SMU is just now starting to heat up. So again, keep it locked on PonyStampede.com. Just a dollar to try it for a month so you can get on board and certainly get a feel for what it's like and why you should be on board with, honestly, we had about 20 new subscribers over the last week with the official visits and camps and all that stuff going on SMU's campus. People were just signing up in droves. So it's been a big week for us. So we want more of you guys to check it out. But with that, we're going to wrap up this edition of the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, and follow the Pony Stampede podcast wherever you catch your podcasts. We will catch you later this week, and thanks for listening.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.